Welcome to Jungle Warfare Playbook. Transition Shape in Ableton Lev 12. This is an intermediate arrangement lesson for drum and bass, and we're treating transitions like what they really are in Jungle, not a bunch of random effects, but a shape that controls energy, expectation, and impact. Here's the core idea you'll reuse forever: ramp, squeeze, impact, release. If you get those four moments working, you can move between intro, drop, breakdown, and second drop with confidence, and it'll sound genre authentic. Tight edits, break-led fills, tension that feels gritty instead of EDM, and drops that feel bigger even if your meters barely move. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar transition blueprint you can copy and paste across your arrangement. Think of it like a little weapon you keep in your template. All right, open your project in Ableton Live 12 and make sure you're in arrangement view. Step 0. Prep the session so transition work is fast. First, set arrangement locators. Put labels like intro, build, drop 1, break, build 2, drop 2, and aim for 16-bar phrasing. Jungle and DNB live on that grid. Even if you get weird later, start by marking every 16 bars so your brain always knows where the downbeat matters. Next, create 3 return tracks. This matters because throws and washes are way cleaner when they're sends, and you can automate them without making a mess on every channel. Return A is your short room. Put reverb on it. Keep the decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, small or medium size, and a little pre-delay, like 10 to 20 milliseconds. Then add EQ 8 after it and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep the return 100% wet. Return B is your long wash. Reverb decay around 4 to 8 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Low cut somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 12 kHz so it doesn't get fizzy. Optional, but very jungle friendly, add saturator after the reverb with soft clip on, and just 1 to 3 dB of drive. Again, 100% wet. Return C is your ping delay throw. Ableton delay set to sync at quarter note or eighth note. Feedback about 25 to 45%. Then EQ 8 after it, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Also 100% wet. Now group your main elements: drums, bass, music or atmos, and vox or FX. This is huge. We're going to automate the groups so the transition stays clean and scalable. If you do everything on individual tracks, you'll spend your life chasing tiny inconsistencies. Cool. Now we build the transition shape. Part 1 is the 8-bar tension ramp. Subtle, but it's the difference between loop plus FX and arrangement that feels inevitable. First move, filter the world, but don't kill the kick. On your music or atmos group, add auto filter. Set it to low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Now automate the cutoff over the last 8 bars before the drop. A workable starting curve is 8 bars out, you're basically open, like 18 kHz. 2 bars out, you're down in the 4 to 7 kHz range. Last bar, maybe 2 to 4 kHz depending on how bright the part is. Add a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to give it bite. Teacher note: draw this automation with curves, not straight lines. In Live 12, you can right-click a breakpoint and curve it. Try this psychology curve. Bars minus 8 to minus 3. Move slowly, almost unnoticeable. Bars minus 3 to minus 1. Move faster so the listener starts to feel something coming. Then in the last half bar, do something sudden. That brace moment is what makes people lean in. On the drum group, do less filtering. You can skip filtering entirely, or do a gentle tilt with a EQ8. One classic move is to reduce a bit of low mid mud over the ramp, around 200 to 500 Hz, just 1 to 2 dB. It reads as lift without making the drum sound underwater. DNB logic check: if you low pass your whole drum bus like an EDM build, your groove disappears, and in jungle the groove is the identity. We want tension without losing the grid. Next move in the ramp: increase perceived speed without changing tempo. Pick a hat or shaker track, or duplicate one so you have a layer to play with. Add auto pan. Set amount around 10 to 25%. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Now choose your vibe. Phase at 0 degrees gives more of a tremolo chop. 180 degrees gives more stereo motion. Automate the amount up over the last 4 bars. This is a sneaky jungle trick. It creates urgency and motion without needing a big synth riser that screams wrong genre. Third move in the ramp: a tasteful reverb send ramp. Pick one or two elements only: a vocal chop, a snare layer, a pad stab. Automate their send to return B, the long wash. Start basically off. By 2 bars out, maybe it's up around minus 12 to minus 6 dB send. Last bar minus 6 to minus 3. Then hard cut the send right at the drop, or even an eighth note before. The wash sells the build, and the sudden dryness sells the drop. That contrast is your best friend. Quick coach note. Make the pre-drop quieter on purpose, not accidentally. When you filter and adverb, you can lose punch and headroom in a weird way. So commit to a tiny dip, like 1 to 3 dB on the music group rate before the drop. That way, the drop can return to normal without you smashing a limiter to fake impact. Now part 2, the two bar squeeze. This is where jungle gets rude in the best way. You take away space and wait so the next downbeat feels like a door getting kicked in. First squeeze move, stereo narrowing, but on groups, not the master. On the music or Atmos group, add utility. Automate width from 100% at 2 bars out, down to around 70 or 80% at 1 bar out, and then in the last half bar, take it to 0 to 30%, so it gets mono-ish. You can do the same on your drum top layer, if you've got bright stereo hats, but be careful not to collapse your whole drum identity. And here's a pro check. Audition this in mono early. Click utilities mono briefly while balancing the ramp. If your build relies on facey wide hats, mono might make the whole ramp disappear. Better to know now than when you render and test on a small speaker. Second squeeze move, the bass airlock mute. On the bass group, add utility if you don't already have a clean gain point. In the last beat before the drop, or even the last half bar, automate the gain to minus infinity. It's a micro mute. This is one of the biggest. Why does this drop feel huge? Secrets. If the sub never leaves, the sub can't arrive. The brief absence makes the return feel massive. Optional spicy detail. You can add a very short sub warning tone right before the final silence. Operator or wave eatable sign. Super short, like an eighth note, with a tiny fade in so it doesn't click. Keep it before the gap, not on the downbeat, so it doesn't mask your kick transient. Now part 3. The one bar jungle warfare fill. No EDM snare roll. Break edits that slap. Option A is fast. Beat repeat on a fill boss. Create an auto track called drum fill. Route a break layer or snare layer to it, or duplicate your break track just for this moment. Add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar. Now automate the grid in the last bar. Start around 1/8, then 1/16. And if you want that frantic snap, touch 1/32 right before the impact. Set chance around 20 to 60% so it's not robot perfect. Variation around 0 to 20. Turn on the beat repeat filter and use it for tension. Often low pass works well here. Now automate the mix. Start at 0%, ramp it up to maybe 30 to 60% in that last bar, and snap it back to 0% exactly on the drop. Important, once you like that fill, print it, freeze and flatten, or resample it to audio. Beat repeat can change behavior if you later change routing or warp settings, and you want this moment locked. Option B is more jungle, simpler slice fill. Drop a crunchy break into simpler, switch to slice mode, slice by transient. Then draw one bar MIDI fill using 1/16 notes. Repeat a couple slices, and end with a signature hit that feels like a punctuation mark. Add saturator on that break channel, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, then EQ8. High pass 30 to 50 Hz, and if it's boxy, dip 300 to 500 Hz a bit. Key mindset. Don't overfill. One bar is enough. Jungle fills are attitude, not length. If the last bar becomes a 64th note mess, the drop loses clarity. Now part 4. The impact moment. This is where you put a signpost in the listener's brain so the drop doesn't feel accidental. The cleanest option is a micro silence. And silence is rarely full silence. In arrangement, select the last eighth note or quarter note before the drop. Automate the drums group volume down to minus infinity, and the music group volume down to minus infinity. But leave a tiny cue, a reverse cymbal, a breath, a little vinyl tick, something quiet that tells the ear this is intentional and keeps the timing obvious. If you want an alternate vibe, do a tape stop style moment, but keep it short, like the last half bar max. You can resample a bar of the build, set warp mode to repitch, and stretch it a bit so it slows down and pitches down. Or do a micro pitch dip on just one element, like a vocal chop or a stab, so the drums stay tight. That often reads more authentic than slowing the entire mix. Advanced variation you can try later. A late snare fake out. In the final bar, nudge the last snare hit a tiny bit late, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, then hit the downbeat dead on. It creates that stumble then lock-in feeling without changing tempo. Now part 5. Release and read entry. Make drop 1 land. On the drop downbeat, snap the utility width back to 100%, or even 110 to 120% if your mix supports it. Kill the long reverb send. Return B should basically go to near zero at the drop. If you've got a big wash bleeding through, the drop will feel smaller. Then add a drop accent, crash plus sub hit plus snare slam. You can build a quick impact in drum rack, layer a crash high past around 200 Hz, a sub drop from operator or sampler with a short pitch envelope, and a short noise burst. For that noise burst, a band pass around 1 to 4 kHz helps it read on small speakers. Light saturation makes it speak. Put a limiter on the impact group with the ceiling around minus 0.3 dB, just shaving peaks. The goal isn't loudness, it's control so the transient stays clean. And one more important arrangement truth, don't change everything on the drop. Keep at least one consistent loop element from the build into the drop, like a ride pattern, ghost notes, or a signature percussion loop. That's your anchor, and it keeps the listener locked to the grid through the handoff. That's a big theme here. Think in handoffs, not effects. Pick one carrier element that stays audible across the transition so the groove never disappears. Effects are just how you disguise the handoff. Now part 6. Template it. Make a reusable transition rack. Create a transition group track that contains a noise riser, a reverse cymbal, a short fill element, and an impact hit. Group them. Then save it as a preset. Name it something like D&B Transition 16-Bar Warfare. Next time you write a tune, you'll drop this in, and you're immediately arranging like a pro instead of reinventing the wheel. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overfilter the drums. Your groove vanishes and your build feels weak.